all journeys begin with the end in mind, not the hows, okay? Not the bling, not the details, not the whos, not the whens, the end. Jumbo, fellow adventurer, I'm Mike Dooley, a writer, speaker, teacher on the nature of reality, specifically helping people understand how to live deliberately and to create consciously. Welcome to my Spiritual Tune-Ups podcast, where in this edition, you're about to hear a mini manifesting workshop. The title says it all. Every single Tuesday morning, I broadcast a live mini manifesting workshop, and I've been doing it for years and years for my thousands and thousands of Infinite Possibility members. With the catalog we have and the archive running very deep, we've decided to start sharing these globally to podcast listeners. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this mini manifesting workshop, one of the features of our Spiritual Tune-Ups podcast. Tally-ho, amigo, your thoughts become things, and you are utterly adored. This morning's jam session is going to be about how to wisely define your dreams and end results, a topic that I am aware of very few. Actually, I'm not aware of anybody speaking on or teaching on. Yet, for me, it's the cause of day-long workshops, and you're going to see why in this brief session. To pick up where we left off last week, you know, I could not overstate the importance of understanding that your thoughts become things. It's not a sometimes thing. It is an all-the-time thing. It is not just your positive thoughts thing. It's all of your thoughts thing. Fortunately, your positive thoughts are more likely to become things. So one of the fears I almost always hear from audiences is like, you know, oh man, I can never be that positive. It's like, you don't have to be a superhero. Life isn't supposed to be that hard. You don't have to walk a single straight line. There's play. There's latitude. You do your best to be positive. I have found in my crises, 5 minutes of positivity will offset 18 hours of fear and worry. No exaggeration. That's how inclined we all are to succeed. It's in our divine DNA, our spiritual DNA. So just do the best you can with what you got. And of course, that means creative visualization. It's what we talked about last week. I gave you 9 guidelines. To quote Lao Tzu, to know and not do is the same as not knowing. To know and not do. If you know your thoughts become things, you know your thoughts become things at a deep core level, then I know you visualize every day for a minute or two or three. Remember, I told you I do it for 4 minutes a day. Forget 5, 10, 20. That's just too much work. But if you know that your thoughts become things, of course you're going to think a few thoughts every day that are super cool, happy, right? Lovely and sexy, fun and joyful, healing and harmonious, just a couple, even if you feebly do it, it's going to make a big difference. It's the least you can do to make the biggest difference. So this is the basis for what I'm about to share with you in this month with a theme of infinite possibilities, getting that your thoughts become things, playing with it as you've been playing with it every morning since we talked about it last week. And if you forget a day or a week, or 42 years, then pick up the next day. Just like pick it up, 1 minute, 2 minutes. Think some thoughts. I'm happy. I'm joyful. People are saying congratulations. Why? The universe will figure out why. So now let me help you understand the vital importance of wisely defining your dreams and end results. And this stems from a metaphor I have been using that draws comparisons that are beyond stunning. I mean, it is like, this is like freaky weird how the miraculous mechanics of manifestation, so-called miraculous, because there ain't no miracles, you know, thoughts become things, okay? They'll find a way through serendipities, circumstances that other people will call miraculous. And you're going to be like, thoughts become things, man. That's the way it works. Weird stuff happens. strange people, not weird people, but unexpected people come out of the woodwork and appear in your life when you least expected it and give you a leg up, a warm embrace. They cheer for you. They give you a business deal, a business idea, a back rub, you know, whatever your thoughts are. This is how it happens. Seemingly miraculous. Okay. The metaphor is this. All manifestations follow the same sequence, the same simple two-step sequence as GPS navigation. The first time I ever described this, I had to tell most of the audience what GPS navigation was. This is how long ago I started to use this and lug it around the world. And I see light bulbs go on all the time. You may have heard it before. This is your refresher course. The first thing that has to happen in a GPS guided car, okay, and to a destination you've never been to before. Right away, you see the metaphor, right? Synonymous with living the life you've never lived before, living a life of, you know, clarity, confidence, creativity, financial abundance, opulence, friends, laughter, health, healing, whatever you want. The reason you're at the outset of a journey to make a dream come true, obviously, is because that dream ain't come true yet, right? It's not been on the radar yet. 99 times out of 100 is why we're dreaming something, because we've never been there before and we want to go there. And that's just like going to a place in your car you've never been to before. Is it difficult and tricky for GPS navigation to tell you how to get there? Not in a million years. The journey begins when you tell the system that destination, the end result. And then with the end in mind, the whole mechanism gyrates in a nanosecond. It considers every highway, every road, every speed limit, every yield, every merge, traffic congestions, construction detours, and in two nanoseconds back, it knows the shortest, quickest, happiest way. It knows where you're starting from because the GPS signals nonstop. The universe knows where you are today. You don't tell the universe, today I'm here in Orlando at my office. It's like, duh, okay, I'm just you, just a bigger part of you. Just tell me where you want to go. Create a new picture. What's the end result? Because all journeys begin with the end in mind, not the hows, okay? Not the bling, not the details, not the who's, not the when's, the end. And just like digital GPS navigation, the end forces, considers, weighs, calculates all other possibilities, all the heavy lifting, all the advanced math. That's all done for you. You just tell it the end, not the how's. And the second you say, I want a travel partner with benefits, the universe is like, interview 7.5 billion people. It's like, I know who. I know the perfect person for you. Oh, you're going to love this dude, this cat, this chick, this woman, this man, this whatever it is that would thrill you. The universe is you. It knows you. You say, end result, travel partner that gets me, that's beautiful inside and out, that laughs at the same jokes, that loves the same books, that's a member of Infinite Possibilities. And the universe is like, I know that person. And in that instant, just like GPS navigation, it's pressing you towards that person. So you start here. The end result dictates the hows, the who's, the when's, the where's, while simultaneously orchestrating all of your other desires, some of your other fears, and those of 7.5 billion other people, so that lifetime trajectories will intermingle. And all of a sudden, you bump into this person. Chocolate lands in the peanut butter, and you're like, oh my God, this is better than I ever thought. Oh my God, can you imagine that? Oh my gosh, when I least expected it, you ordained it. You made it happen. This was not a gift from God. This was your end result. This was you not settling for less. This was you raising the bar. And then you did step two. The only other thing you got to do, and it has nothing to do with math or logistics or science. After you give your system in the car an end result, you do what? Put the car in gear, right? If you don't put the car in gear, guidance is not forthcoming. If you don't put the car in gear, it doesn't matter if you're good at visualizing. If you don't put the car in gear, it won't matter that you have a gratitude rock in your purse or pocket. If you don't put the car in gear, it doesn't matter if there's a vision board in the back seat and you're listening to Dr. Wayne Dyer on the radio. You're not ever going to see that dream come true if you're not rolling. Ironically and heartbreakingly, people don't put their life in gear because they don't know how to get there. How am I going to make that big dream come true? Oh, I'll just touch the secret and the universe loves me and my thoughts will become things. It's like, oh man, it's implied throughout the secret and it's implied in all of my work that you need to take action and continue living your life. It doesn't even matter what you do. You can go in the wrong direction that the system is trying to tell you to go in. And immediately guidance is forthcoming. Make a legal U-turn. Guidance that is not forthcoming when your car's in park because the system is wired not to help you when you're inactive. Because when you're inactive and you're not moving with your life and you're not putting your car in gear, you're contradicting the dream. You're saying, I want to go over there, but I'm going to stay right here. Even if you thought it was a good move to stay right there because the universe will sweep you off your feet, it's not going to work. The third parallel, equally uncanny, at what point in the journey do you realize the system didn't fail? That there was a miracle after miracle in every left and right hand turn you took? When you arrived. Only when you arrive. Only in hindsight do you see the miracles. That's terrifying. Because if you're used to using your physical senses, as we've been trained to do in these primitive times, to judge the journey and judge yourself, you're going to be like, holy crap, you know, I'm on this 3-hour journey, GPS at 3 hours, and everything is weird, and it's 2 hours and 59 minutes. I must be self-sabotaging. I must have invisible limiting beliefs. I must be doing it wrong, blah, 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 blah. It's like you were doing it right. You were 30 seconds away, but you used your physical senses, and so everything seems wrong. Don't judge the journey with your physical senses. Just because you don't see the miracles doesn't mean they're not happening. You are caked in them. They are unavoidable. You are a miracle yourself every moment of your life. And if you've got a dream and you're in motion, it's working. Every day it's getting easier. Every day you're getting closer. Let that be your modus operandi. So the parallels here are shocking. End result dictates all the details, the hows, the logistics, okay? Car and gear are never gonna happen. And then don't judge the journey with your physical senses. I cannot tell you how the first year of this journey that I'm in right now, everything I did failed. Everything I did was an embarrassment. Everything, until suddenly I launched infinite possibilities and all those failures parlayed into building blocks for the writing, creation, distribution, sales, affiliates, vendors, that made it a bestseller on the internet all those years ago, following a model I didn't even know existed that today is textbook marketing on the internet. You know, I just stumbled into it because my end results forced the hows. You don't have to know how. You just have to not waver. Don't let your physical senses delude you. And if you feel fear and self-doubt, oh, this is usually a really good sign that you're exactly where you should be. Fear and self-doubt. Because that means, yep, you're in new territory. Yep, you've never been down this path before. Yep, this is exactly what it's supposed to look like. Keep on going. Yes, use intuition and logic to steer. So destination, car and gear, don't pass judgment. Okay? Now, there's one other thing that I add to this to help people understand the profound importance of manifestation in a way that's different than GPS navigation. Because, you know, you hear what I'm saying, and you've had lots of end results in your mind before, but it hasn't quite panned out. Sometimes so far in your life, manifesting works. Sometimes it doesn't work. And then there's the third time when, like, oh, crap, it worked, but this is not what I wanted. Now, how do I undo it? And how far off course am I? It works. It doesn't work. It worked, but you wished it hadn't worked, right? You know what I'm talking about? So we got thoughts become things. You know, we understand that. You get it. Okay, you're going to start visualizing this week for sure. And you're going to start making sure all of your dreams are defined by the end result, not the hows, okay? But you've done that a little bit before, and you've had hit or miss, heartbreak, disappointment, to the point of like, what gives? Somebody else must be deciding, because this wasn't me, man. I didn't think of that. I didn't think of this. Whose thoughts are those, Mike Dooley? The problem is, it's not a problem. It's an easy workaround. Poorly defined end results. That's the point of today's talk. Poorly defined end results. So easy to define them well. I told you there's two steps in GPS navigation. Destination, take action. Destination, car and gear. In life, end result, show up. End result, show up. There's only two things you got to do while not passing judgment. Only two things. How many people have written a book on taking massive or inspired action? Too many to read, right? Everyone's out there about, you got to take action. You got to take action. Okay. And you do. You have to take action or you'll never get there. How many books are there on choosing your end results wisely? Crickets. Mine. If you only have to do two things, choose an end result and take action, there ought to be books on both of them. But too often people overlook the importance, the profound importance on the task of choosing wise end results that avail you of life's magic, that make you a lightning rod for serendipities and coincidences. And yes, there's stuff you gotta do. Why don't people talk about it? I don't know, but you're covered because you're an Infinite Possibilities member, and this is one of my many gifts to you. We're going to talk about it, and it's so easy. Oh, yeah. Did you know some dreams can't and won't ever come true? Mike Dooley, the author on metaphysics, is teaching you, and I want you to know it in your heart, some dreams cannot ever come true. They won't come true. And can you imagine not knowing that? And picking one of those dreams? Talk about a bruising, talk about a heartbreaking adventure. Fortunately, we're so inclined to succeed, we'll probably autocorrect eventually, but you're not here for eventually. You're not here for sometimes. When I say some dreams can't come true, I'm not talking about happiness. Anybody can have happiness. I'm not talking about money. You got money. You can have money. You probably already do. More than you give yourself credit for. Health, relationships, you can have those. But most people's dreams are not broad brushed like that. Most people have been taught to micromanage. You better figure out how. You better figure out who. You better put a date on it. Better put a ring on it. You better blah, 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 you know? And we're taught to micromanage the progress we'll make. Well, that's like the worst way to make progress, because if you're micromanaging, you can't see the full panorama with your physical senses, yet that's pretty much all you got. And so what we do when we watch The Secret, since we were already micromanagers, is we go out and try to manipulate how's my dream going to come true. I'm going to write this book, The Universe Loves Me, then I'll live in wealth and abundance and be creatively filled. Wait a minute, you're messing with a cursed how. The universe knows how you can live in wealth and abundance. The universe knows how your life can take off. The universe knows who that you would be best suited for. The universe knows when all of your other dreams will come into alignment and you'll be able to blast through those fears and limits. The universe is like, ain't no thing. I hung the stars in the night sky, baby. I'm going to cover you in love and kisses. Okay. But when you say, this is how and this is when, you don't realize that if you say, this is how, I'm going to write the book, it'll be a bestseller. You slam shut the door on an infinite number of other possibilities. That's not the club we're in now. We're all about infinite possibilities, and I want you to have infinite possibilities, and I want infinite possibilities to have a way of reaching you. But as soon as you say, this is how, I'm going to go down A1A, and I'm going to make it to New York City. Even though I'm going south, I've seen the secret. The universe loves me and wants for me what I want for myself. I'm going south on A1A, and I am going to make it happen. It's like, you will never make it happen, okay? You're going to end up in the Caribbean Sea, okay? But if you just say, look, I want New York City, I'm going to put my car in gear, and I'm not going to insist on the hows, you're going to be open to better, quicker, shorter, faster, happier ways to get to New York City. But as soon as you say, this is how, you eliminate all other roads and possibilities. As soon as you say it's this contract, as soon as you say it's that corner office, as soon as you say it's Trixie this Friday night, as soon as you say and start focusing on your back pain as a way for you to achieve health and harmony, you're focusing on problems, you're closing doors, you're setting yourself up for a fall, and those kind of dreams you cannot make come true. You cannot go south on A1A and arrive north in New York City. You cannot. That's an example. Another example of dreams that might not ever come true. Trying to make a specific person behave a specific way. Cannot do it. Trying to attach to unimportant details. Cannot do it. So the three things you must not focus on, and you're good to go. Three things to avoid. I call it the Bermuda Triangle. Cursed house. Specific people. And unimportant details, and all details are unimportant. How do you do it? It's very, very simple. We're going to wrap up right now. How do you blast forward? You go big picture with your end results. Unlike GPS navigation, which is all about insisting on the street address, you go big picture like joy, happy dancing, friends and laughter, wealth and abundance, health and healing. The universe is like, I know how to get you there. And when you have those broad brush, go big end results, there's infinite latitude to get you there. The universe knows what players, what circumstances, what priorities you have to get there quicker. But now that we're going big, which can be a little bit uninspiring, there's another step. Step two is visualize the details, the same details as always. So you've already done that. Visualize the details, but don't insist on the details. You're going towards wealth and abundance or a rocking travel partner all around the world. And you're going to visualize first class and starting a foundation and landing in Timbuktu and all these things. But you're going to be open to Tahiti too. And you're going to be open to other possibilities and luxury liners and new home. And you're going to go big with your end results, wealth and abundance, friends and laughter, health and healing, just categories, priority areas. That's so easy. Then visualize to get emotionally excited about it, but don't make those details your end results. It's those details or better. Or better. Do you see? You're going to visualize the details, but without a sense of attachment. That's all that you're changing. You're leaving room for space, for infinite possibilities. And then, like always, step three, car and gear. So the lesson here, for wisely chosen end results, go big, go broad brush. Wouldn't you rather have $1 million than a Mercedes? With $1 million, you can buy a Mercedes. But if you're trying to micromanage the Mercedes ahead of schedule, you might not be able to afford the upkeep. Don't micromanage. Go big. Visualize the details, but leave room for or better. Think this through this week. Do a little bit of journaling. You're going to see it's very, very, very easy, and it's almost identical to the approaches you've had so far, but without the insistence or attachment. Go big, still visualize the details to create emotional passion, and then car and gear, show up with the baby steps. This is easy.